you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The workplace is normally the space where people find happiness and fulfillment from completing tasks they enjoy while working with like-minded individuals. But it can also be a place where people endure hardship and turmoil for various reasons. One of those reasons is sexual harassment. Today on Career Talk, we explore the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace and outline steps victims can take to successfully overcome it. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Sexual harassment is any verbal, physical, or even visual act which has a sexual undertone, and these acts are usually considered by a person as being unwelcomed.
Craig McNally, counselor at the University of Technology, UTEC. Examples of sexual harassment include lewd remarks, frequent invitations for dates or sexual favors, and overt or covert sexual advances. Studies indicate that sexual harassment is typically carried out by men towards women, but it is important to note that sexual harassment can be carried out by women towards women, and men towards men. It is also typically carried out by an individual who is in a position of authority over the other, though it does occur in other scenarios as well.
When it comes to sexual harassment in the workplace, the perpetrator can be a boss, a manager, can be a fellow employee, that is someone who is on the same hierarchy, the same level as the victim, and it can even be a client or a customer.
Mr. McNally says the first thing victims of sexual harassment should do is confront the perpetrator. It is possible that the perpetrator may not consider his or her behavior inappropriate and may make adjustments if this is communicated. If the individual shows no remorse, however, the next step is to escalate the issue.
If it's the case of a customer or a client, one can request not to interface with that client or customer in the future. If it's the case where it's another employee on the same level, then one can speak to a boss or a supervisor who is above that employee. And in the case where it's a manager or a boss, then one can certainly speak to the person who is responsible for receiving reports of sexual harassment.
Mr. McNally recommends some strategies for reducing the likelihood of being sexually harassed.
Establish boundaries. So, for example, they ensure that if they are meeting with the perpetrator in that person's office, that the door is open and remains open throughout the meeting, that they meet the individual in a hallway or in the presence of other persons.
Craig McNally, counselor at the University of Technology, UTEC. It may be time to walk away from your job if the prolonged harassment is causing both physical and psychological harm, including panic attacks, insomnia, oversleeping, hypervigilance, or where the quality of your work begins to decline. Mr. McNally also recommends finding out if your new employer has a policy on sexual harassment in the workplace. It's useful to note that Jamaica is developing legislation to tackle sexual harassment. The sexual harassment bill was tabled in the lower house of parliament in December. The bill, among other things, outlines what sexual harassment is and the penalties for offenders. Following debate and passage in the lower house, the bill will go before the Senate for further deliberation. For more information on this issue, you can contact the Bureau of Gender Affairs at 754-8575 or 929-6660. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. Until next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer saying join us again for Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.